Time for Sports Lit 101, and usually we talk about a specific book, but Bruce, this time around, we want to talk about a whole lot of books, like some six dozen books through the years.
Yeah, by the end of this year, calendar year, we probably will have discussed at least 72 books from the University of Nebraska Press, which includes their imprints, Bison and Potomac Books. And we have spoken with probably half of the authors. Mm. And that's 100 episodes, you know, of a once a week segment.
Right.
And as I said earlier, you know, Syracuse and Illinois have been big contributors, and we've gotten books from major houses and the like. But I wanted to salute Nebraska because they're doing something really amazing. And everybody who listens to Downtown can take part in this. Like, they have 4,000 titles, and everything they have, it doesn't go away, right? Because they do a lot of print on demand. So the books are always in stock. You can get through the 31st of December any number of their books at 50% off. I'll give people the code and explain how to do that at the end. When I told Rosemary Sikora out there that at Nebraska, or sent her an email, I was going to do this, she said, that's great, and immediately sent me this email that has all the information on how our listeners can do that.
So nice. We should put that on the website.
Yeah, I saved all that information here. Now, you know, one of the things is they don't just do sports books. In fact, they're not.
Right.
It's not all they do by any stretch of the imagination. And they do scholarly books, the books I sometimes call as being a little college professory kind of books. Sometimes I see those and I take a look at them and I don't think they'd be perfect for Sports Lit. But their work, their history, their language, there are a number of books on indigenous subjects by indigenous authors, and those studying them is just breathtaking. How many there are. So I was just thinking of some of the, these are some of the sports that we've gotten as a result of, we've talked about. Football, baseball, hockey, basketball, fishing, surfing, tennis, cycling, running, boxing, horse racing, outdoor recreation, hiking, swimming, and that's just some of it. You know, there are, so many other things other sports we've talked about, tennis and the like, but those were not Nebraska books. But here are just some of the people that we've introduced, I think, to a lot of the audience. George B. Thayer, the two-wheeled world of George B. Thayer, goes back to be one of my all-time favorite books. Oscar Charlton, who may have been the greatest baseball player ever to play, had he been able to play in the major leagues before the, because he played well before the color line. There were things we thought we knew about Satchel Paige, but nothing we knew as we learned about his relationship with Trujillo in the Dominican Republic and the kind of life he lived down there. Urban Shocker, someone that, you know, was a statistic in history books to me. We learned things about Babe Ruth. I think Jim Leake's works on Grover Cleveland Alexander in the Great War, and from the other book from the, that was called The Best Team Over There, the other dugout to the trenches. We learned about people that I think most, you know, Jack Johnson, Colonel Jacob Rupert, Miller Huggins. We learned a lot about Duke Kahanamoku. To most people, was just a guy who was known for running a surfing competition, but was really a phenomenal athlete and somebody we learned a great deal about. Isabel Lefty Alvarez, the young woman who left Cuba and became a professional baseball player, played during the time of the Women's Professional Baseball League in her life. We learned about Isla Jane Borders, who played for, was the first woman to pitch in a professional baseball game and win. We learned things from Jerry Eisenberg about Muhammad Ali we didn't know. We learned about Amanda Ottaway. So here are just some of the books that I thought I'd mention. And people, as again, always, and sometimes they do, you can email me through the University of Maine English Department if you have questions. But Oscar Charlton, The Life and Legend of Baseball's Greatest Forgotten Player by Jeremy Beers. When the Crowd Didn't Roar, Kevin Cowherd, which was about the game played in Baltimore with no fans allowed.
Yeah, that was such a good book.
Yeah, after the murder of Freddie Gray and having Gary Thorne talk about it later and saying what an eerie thing it was. I mentioned the Urban Shocker book by Steve Seinberg. One of my favorite books we've done, Summer Baseball Nation by Will Gagan, yeah, about the Wooden Bat League. Pitching in the Promised Land by Aaron Pribble about playing for Art Shamsky in Israel, where they had a light pole in the middle of right field. I mentioned the Jim Leake books. Clubby was a really neat book, a minor league memoir about a guy who's a comedian who is now a comedian, but was a clubhouse manager in the minor leagues and how he made things work.
What a great perspective that was on the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, wow, that was, whew, you really understood a lot about that. The Isla Borders book was making my pitch. We had a great book, and I'd forgotten about this, though I correspond occasionally with Roberta Newman on social media. Here's the pitch, the history of how baseball's been sold to us over the years, how it changed. And in the baseball books, nothing tops Wax Pack by Brad Baloukian. And that became, I believe, the University of Nebraska's first bestseller, which goes to show you that you're not always, they're not all going to come from Penguin or St. Martin's or those guys. Now, in hockey, as we just mentioned it, and I haven't finished it yet, but you have, and talked to Christopher Price about it. Bleeding Green, A History of the Hartford Whalers. Just, it brought so much of my life when my children were young home, talking about Chuck Caton, who I got to coach some baseball with and got to be friends with, and just the whole vibe about how, you know, Connecticut was the only time Connecticut's ever had a professional sports team. And it's the, you know, a major league professional sports team. And it's so incredibly well written. The story of how Howard Baldwin and pulled it off at the beginning is just great. A book I almost got to tell you got to read, even if you don't like hockey. We Want Fish Sticks, the bizarre and infamous rebranding of the New York Islanders.
That was so good.
That was by Nicholas Hirshhorn. Great book. And the California Golden Seals, the tale of white skates, red ink, and one of the league's most outlandish teams. If you think Charlie Finley was crazy in baseball, you got to see what Charlie Finley did in hockey. And a book that I really like, Something in the Air, about the 1968 Olympics, about Carlos and Smith, particularly Richard Hoffer wrote. And then one of the all-time haunting moments in Olympic history to me, the collision between Mary Decker Slaney and Zola Budd.
Oh, yeah.
Covered in the book Olympic Collision by Kyle Kiderling. And these are just a few. Football, Collision of Wills, Johnny Unitas and Don Shula, The Rise of the Modern NFL by friend of the show a number of times, Jack Gilden. There at the Creation, Upton Bell and Ron Borges. I mean, you want to know how the National Football League got going? Read that book.
I had forgotten that was from Nebraska.
That's from Nebraska.
Ah, man, that was great.
Roselle, Jerry Eisenberg, that's from Nebraska. And I think that's the best balanced look at Pete Roselle ever. And then The Game Before the Money by Jackson Michael, which I had forgotten was the Nebraska book about the guys who played football back when they made $9,000 a year and had to have other jobs. In basketball, two great books by Jeff Goldberg, Unrivaled, about the longtime rivalry between Gino Auriemma and Pat Summitt, and Bird at the Buzzer, about Sue Bird, who to me is the, I mean, I just loved Sue. I've been rooting for Sue Bird forever. Then a great book by a young woman who played D1 basketball and has gone on to have a very successful career as a journalist, Amanda Ottaway, called The Rebounders. What I like about this book is she played at Davidson, and Davidson is a very, very fine college, academically excellent school. But, you know, it wasn't any different playing there than it was playing at a big-time school. It all comes down to business in the end, and it was a really interesting book. A book that lifted my heart, Citizen Okoye, Basketball in the Making of a South Sudanese American by Steve Morant. It's about, in many ways, about much more than basketball, but about the Sudanese community in and around Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska, and how people from the Dinka tribe had settled there, and how Okoye, how basketball became his entree into American life. And then a great book, something I remember hearing about the morning after it happened, The Greatest Upset Never Seen, Virginia Chaminade and the Game That Changed College Basketball by Jack Danilowitz. Back the old tournament every year out in Hawaii, and little Chaminade beat Mr. Carlisle and the University of Virginia Cavaliers, and it wasn't a fluke. They won the game, right? Great book. And again, from the mentioned The Two-Wheeled World of George B. Thayer, Iron Mac, The Legend of Roughhouse Cyclist Reggie McNamara from Nebraska, Bike Lanes Are White Lanes by Melody Hoffman, which is a really, really interesting book. And my friend Duncan Jameson is the expert on cycling, just loves that. And then a book that opened my eyes, Eric Heiden wrote the introduction, Hearts of Lions, The History of American Bicycle Racing by Peter Joffrey Nye, which is also a deep look at our social history and the way we sometimes treat people from other countries. And then Jack Gildon's last book, The Fast Ride, Spectacular Bid and the Undoing of a Sure Thing. That's a mystery in a sense. It's great reporting in a sense. It's a wonderful, wonderful story. Then some fiction, Castro's Curveball, An Escape from Castro's Cuba by Tim Wendell. And he today was holding a live reading at a bookstore in Charlotte, Virginia. I think it was Charlottesville, Virginia, talking about the rain pouring down and everything. And I mentioned to him we were going to be talking about it. And then I wanted to shift gears a little bit and just mention two more books here. Waterman by David Davis, The Story of Duke Kahanamoku, but also The Battle for Paradise by Jeremy Evans, which was a wonderful look at the important eco-history that surfing has, especially in Costa Rica. And eventually I will get a best of for this year, as I always do, sometime in December. But that's just a quick salute to Nebraska.
Well, and bringing back some great memories there.
And some new books that are coming out from them, Women's American Football, about women's tackle football in this country, and Wheels on Ice, Stories of Cycling in Alaska. I will show Rich and Carrie the picture of someone pushing a bicycle across the frozen tundra.
Wow.
And so I can't wait to read that. So that's our little salute to my friend Rosemary Sikora and everyone out at Nebraska Press who've been so kind and so generous, and their authors join us and just love them to death.
Yeah, we sure do. Thanks so much for everything, Nebraska.